Calligraphy Podcast, a place where you get to listen to spirit-filled messages and inspirational teachings that will shape and transform your life into the similitude of the divine God, designing a divine world through the eternal message of Christ and His Spirit. Right here on Calligraphy, sign in and get transformed.
Yo, geez. Good morning once again. Welcome to another episode of Calligraphy Podcast. Very much grateful to have you here. Please share. We are grateful to all those who have been sharing it so far. We want to say that please keep on doing what you do best. Share it with your friends. Listen every time that we release new episodes. We'll be glad if you could introduce the podcast to so many people. Create a broadcast list. Share it with them. Just do whatever you can do so that people will listen to the wisdom from God so that they will be blessed as well. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming to listen to this particular episode. I'm grateful. So we're talking about some few things relating to the end, and I wanted to take it to the next level, but a friend hit me up with a question. So we are taking this question today. I want us to all analyze this with biblical perspective. Yeah, I want us to take it through the lens of God and see what actually the scripture is saying, or what actually we can get from this question and what answer we can actually get. Okay, so we established that when God created light in Genesis 1 verse 3, He was creating a realm, and that realm actually is full of life and it's full of goodness, it's full of pleasure and all those. But a friend came to me and asked me that if God created everything to be perfect and everything was good and it was in the light realm, which is symbolic of life, then why did God place two trees that are so significant to our lives right now, where we see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then we see the tree of life? So why didn't God just place the tree of life in the garden? That was the question the person asked me. And I think, well, we can handle that in this session. I've not written anything down, so we are just going to take it off the head. Whatever the spirit drops into my mind, that's what we are going to see. Okay, so one thing I want us to understand is that God is a God of principles. The Bible says that whatever He says is bound by it. He says He has placed His word above His name. I think that is in Psalm 138. You can read Psalm 138 to confirm. So He said He has placed His word above His name. So everything that God has said, He is going to hold Himself by it. That's principle. That's what God does. He holds Himself by principle, because God is a God of principle. And if God is a God of principle, then it means that He's going to follow everything that He Himself has placed, and He's bound by every single thing that He Himself has set as a principle on earth. So the thing is that when we are looking at scripture, Bible always talks about duality. So we see duality expressed in so many concepts of life. We see faith and fear. Those are two opposites, but we are talking about duality, so you understand what I mean. We see faith and fear. We see life and darkness. We see light and darkness, sorry. We see life and death. We see righteous and unrighteous. We see so many examples of duality expressed in scripture. We see spirit and natural, or spirit and physical. So you get what I'm trying to drive at. So God Himself has placed in a principle of duality in everything that he's doing upon the earth, or everything upon the earth is bound by a principle of duality. We see the good part, we see the evil part. That's why you, even in studies upon the earth, even in education, we see that when something is brought up, we see the advantages and the disadvantages. It was a principle that God Himself laid down. So the duality of things are expressed in everything upon the earth. So we see life in itself having life and then death. So duality. We see health, we see sickness. So duality of things is expressed. It is a principle that God has laid down. So if God has laid a principle of duality down, then it means He Himself is bound by the principle of duality. Okay, so this is something that we've established for now, but let's take it from another perspective as well. So you know that for a person to really appreciate something, then the person must understand the two parts of the thing. So before I can appreciate good jollof rice, I have to eat bad jollof rice. If I want to appreciate good food, I have to eat bad food. If I want to appreciate good, I have to know what evil is. So God cannot just create good without evil being there. Or we wouldn't understand the essence of good if evil is not there. Wouldn't understand the essence of life if death wasn't there. Wouldn't understand the essence of adding salt to food if God didn't create salt. And if we didn't understand how salt is so much good to our food. If you pour so much salt into the food, it becomes bad. So we understand that little or no salt may make the food go bad, or too much salt may make the food go bad. But if we place in the right amount of salt, then we understand that the food is going to taste very much tasty. So you understand the duality of things that are expressing everything that we are doing upon the earth. There is so much duality in every single thing that we are doing upon the earth. So for us to appreciate life, there must be darkness. For us to appreciate light, there must be darkness. For us to appreciate good, there must be evil. You see, right now, when we've come to understand electricity so much that when there is light out, I know in your vicinities, in my vicinity, they do this. I don't know about your vicinities, but I think it is common in Ghana, or I don't know about wherever you are. So I think this, whenever there is light out, everybody shouts because we don't like darkness. We've come to understand how much we need light because there was darkness. You get what I mean? So when God created the life realm, for everything to go by principle, there must be the two parts also placed in there. Even though God created man to have an eternal relationship with him, he had to bring in that kind of duality. But that's why he told man that man shouldn't go and eat of the fruit of, or eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because he understood that if man had eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it was going to bring man from the light realm into the darkness realm. He didn't want man to actually understand darkness realm unless man has got a full revelation of the light realm. So he told man that we can eat of any tree or any fruit in the garden, but there was this particular fruit that we shouldn't eat of. Why? Because he wanted us to come to the point of relationship with him where we know that there is nothing going to separate us. He wanted us to come to that point where we understand that we are created so much in his image. He wanted us to come to the fullness of his image, which he has placed within us. So if man had gone to eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and the knowledge, tree of life, if man had gone to eating of the tree of life, man would have gotten to that point, or would have come to that point where he understands the image of God that God has placed within man. But man went to eat of the wrong tree and man fell into darkness. You get what I mean? So God wanted to place in the duality of things, even in the light realm that he created. So he placed in a law so that man will not be able to go, or man will not go to the point where man falls into darkness unless man has eaten of life. Why? Because he wanted man to eat of life. When man eats of life, darkness has no authority over light. Or death cannot swallow up life. The Bible says life swallows up darkness, or life swallows up death. So when man had eaten of the tree of the knowledge of life, the tree of life before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the thing is, if man had gone to the point where he had eaten of the tree of life before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, wouldn't be experiencing what we are experiencing now. Man would have still understood darkness, but would have understood darkness from a point of life. But man went to understand darkness before trying to reach for life. And that was the mistake of man. That was the mistake of Adam. If Adam had eaten of the tree of life before going to feed on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, there wouldn't be problems that we are seeing right now, because man would have still been in the light realm and man would have understood the darkness realm, or man would have had a fair knowledge of what goes on in the darkness realm and would have still appreciated the life realm. You get what I mean? So scripture says that everyone which comes in the image of Adam has fallen already into darkness. So Bible says, as a result of Adam, we've come into the point of darkness. Or as a result of Adam, every man has died. And in Christ Jesus, every man has come back to life. So if man had gotten to eat of that particular tree, man would have been living a life of life and not a life of death. Or wouldn't have been brought into the life of darkness. So when man fell, what God did was that the principles he had already set in the creation story started playing. Why? Because from First day of creation, what he did was to bring a separation between light and darkness. So even before he created man, there was a battle between life and death. There was a battle between light and darkness. So the first thing he did was to create light to counter darkness, so that man will have the understanding that it is always light that deals with darkness, not darkness dealing with light. Darkness can never overshadow light. It is light that overshadows darkness. You are getting the point that I'm doing. I'm laying. So you see, the first thing that God actually dealt with was light and darkness. So right from creation, light and darkness were in a battle. So when man chose darkness, God had to bring in light again to come and counter darkness. That was why Jesus had to be sent. Jesus is the tree of life. The tree of life is symbolic of Jesus Christ. If you read Revelations, I think if you pay attention to Revelations 22, you come to a fair idea that the tree of life actually talks about Christ Jesus. Even if you read John 1, you understand that the tree of life talks about Jesus Christ, because Christ is our life. And even if you read Colossians 3, you understand that Christ is our life. Colossians 3 verse 3-4 says something like this: if Christ, who is our life, so our life is in Christ Jesus, anything else that we pick apart from Christ Jesus is darkness. So when man went to feed on darkness, man was brought into the darkness realm, and then God had to introduce what happened in creation again, where he separated light from darkness. And that's why he brought Jesus Christ upon the earth to come and restore the light realm. And for man who had come into contact with him, or who had partaking of his death, to be brought back into the light realm. So it wasn't a mistake for God to place in two trees. It was actually divine principle, because God works with principle. It was divine principle for God to place those two trees over there, because those two trees deals with the principle of duality, life and death, light, darkness, faith, fear. So if you read scripture, you realize that every time that there is a principle of duality spoken of, God always advises us to choose the good one. That's why you see in scripture that Bible talks about life and death. It says that life and death have I placed before you, but I advise you to choose life. So God always advises us to choose life, because he understands that when a person deals with life, there is no way darkness or death can overshadow that person. So the problem wasn't God, the problem was Adam. God had given Adam this particular will. God didn't want to create Adam as a robot. No, God created Adam with a will, and he just told Adam what he knows was best. But because Adam hadn't gotten to the point of that relationship with him where he understands that everything God says is so much perfect and everything God says is so much true, he went to pick something else over what God had actually told him to do. You are getting what I mean, right? Okay. So the principle of duality is so much important to even human beings, because it is an important part of our lives to understand the essence of the good part of the thing that we are talking about. Schools also talk about this particular thing. We see advantages, disadvantages. Every time we see them talking about good students, bad students, they are classifying. The classification is a principle laid by God, and it has been placed in our hearts so that we understand the essence of good being there. The essence of good is only understood when evil is also there. We would be taking so many things for granted if we didn't see the bad aspects of those things as well. But the problem is that we always go for the bad aspects before we run for the good. But you see one thing that happened in the scriptures. When Adam fell, when God came into the garden, this was what God did. He said, "Adam, where are you?" God wasn't asking Adam like, "Where are you?" so that you will see the response of Adam. He was bringing the attention of Adam to the point that to the fact that Adam had fallen from the light realm to the darkness realm. He was asking Adam like, "Do you know what you have done? You've left life for death." So Adam is the reason why we are experiencing a lot of things right now. We've chosen the realm of darkness. In the realm of darkness, there is no good. That's why we are struggling these days. It wasn't God's original intention for man to struggle, because if you read it was his intention for man to work but not struggle. Get the difference. He intended for man to work but not man to struggle when he is working, or for man to struggle to get something. Man is to labor and get food, but not labor in stress. You get what I'm trying to say, right? God placing the principle of working right from creation, because man was created to till the earth. But if you see the tilling of the earth, it was from a place of rest, because everything that man needed was already in the garden. It was just that man had to go and pick it for himself. But when man fell into darkness, that principle changed. Man had to now come and work in stress to gain everything that he wanted. But that wasn't God's original idea. So when God came and saw Adam, this was what he did. He asked Adam, "Where are you?" And Adam realized where he was. So he told Adam, he told God that, "I'm naked." He came to a point where he understood that, no, there was this covering of light over me now, but that covering was taken away. So now he was able to see how dark, he was able to see the dark side of creation. He was brought into the dark realm, so he understood the dark realm now. So what God actually did over there was important, because God walked right to Adam. He didn't leave Adam. He walked right to Adam. And that is the same thing that God is doing in the earth right now. The voice of God is still sounding in the earth. Where are you? Where are you? He wants you to understand that there are two realms, the realm of light and the realm of darkness. And knowing that you are in the realm of darkness is so much important, because if you are ignorant of, you know, of the fact that you are in the realm of darkness, then there is a problem. But if you know that you are in the realm of darkness, then he can bring you through the principles for you to get back into the realm of light. So the principles are laid in the creation story, where he dealt with light and darkness, and he placed in two trees. So man just has to go back for the tree of the knowledge of good, for the tree of life. Sorry, for the tree of life. Man just has to go back for the tree of life. Eat of Jesus Christ and everything will be fine. So this was a principle that God laid in creation. So it wasn't actually a mistake God did, or it wasn't something bad God did. God knows everything, but he's bound by principles. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. I think I've said quite a number of things today. Just keep in mind that no matter where you are, the voice of God is still sounding. Where are you? And he's moving towards you every time to clothe you in your nakedness. That's the perfect work of Christ Jesus that he came to do. So if you haven't received Christ Jesus, it's simple. Just confess him as your Lord and personal Savior. Turn from all your, you see, the turning from your ways is not even something that you do by yourself, because the Spirit of God is going to help you. So you just willingly give yourself out to him for him to do the work of God in your life. So if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, 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 it's time to do so, because the darkness realm is where you struggle to get what God has, what you are supposed to get for free. But in the light realm, you just move. You move in the rest of God and you pick up everything, because that was how God created everything to be. I hope I've answered this particular question, and I hope it is clear. I think I've actually exhausted the topic quite to my understanding. So please, please, and please, questioning God is important, but let's question God based on like revelation that we've received in scripture. I think that's the best way to go. We love you all. Please share this message as well. Enjoy your day. God be with you. Bye.